Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Becky.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good for a Monday.
All right.
Well, I got your headlines here. You picked the real one. You're going to Coney Island. Hang out at the pool a bit.
Awesome.
Have you been to the pool this summer?
Not Coney Island, though.
Not Coney Island, but you've been sitting by a pool somewhere, a body of water somewhere.
Yes.
That's nice. Little vitamin D action. It's good for you.
Maybe a drink.
Yeah. All right. So which one of these is the real one? Is it A, woman attacks guy with cucumber for not wearing a mask? Is it B, a guy is arrested for felony Slurpee battery? Or C, man arrested for assaulting line cutter with box of Krispy Kremes?
All of them?
I know, right?
How about A?
Nope, not the cucumber today.
Oh, I like that one too.
Yeah. The weapon of choice was a Slurpee.
Oh, wow.
It was B. What a waste of a good Slurpee. We have 7-Elevens coming here, correct?
I don't know.
Hopefully,
because
maybe.
They did buy Speedway.
They bought Speedway, so I assume that means that they would change the branding to 7-Eleven, but it's hard to say. Maybe they'll run it as a separate division.
Like
a
maybe they'll just put Slurpee machines in Speedway, and I'll be happy.
However they do it, just bring us one.
Yeah,
because I want one of the blue ones. Those are the raspberry, right? Turns your lips and your tongue and your whole face blue.
But yeah, no matter what the temperature is outside, this is probably not the way anyone wants to enjoy a Slurpee. There is a 40-year-old guy named Brian Duffy in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Pinellas Park,
And a few weeks ago, he went to a 7-Eleven down there and got into an argument with a clerk about the price of a Slurpee. The female clerk wound up taking the Slurpee away from Brian when he refused to pay for it. Brian slapped the cup out of her hand, so the Slurpee flew all over her. Well, cops were called. Brian was arrested for battery, and that may not sound like a big deal, but it is a big deal, especially since he's got another battery conviction. He was actually charged with a felony. So, all that over a Slurpee.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheena.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good.
What's going on in your world?
Just working.
It's Monday, and you're excited to be. Are you in the office or at home?
I am. I'm in the office.
Are there a lot of people around?
No.
Do you like it that way?
Definitely.
I won't tell any of your coworkers that you prefer them not being around. So you know how this game works, right? You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day that Jeff's about to reveal. Please do not repeat any answers. And the key, really, to winning is passing quickly on the ones that get you hung up, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is pretty good. You got the letter L. L is in Larry.
Okay.
R-S-T-L-N-E.
But you also got...
Ooh, there's a bonus.
There's a bonus. You get one free pass.
Ooh,
a free pass.
That's a good bonus. That's a
so
bonus.
You only have to answer 9 questions in 30 seconds that begin with the letter L. And if you do that, we'll give you $1,000.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to choose from there.
I know.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you keep throwing in these little L words, Jeff. That's
feeling
cute.
Lazy today.
Oh, it is lazy day.
It is National Lazy Day. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I did not.
Yep.
I'm going home.
All
right. Good plan.
Whew.
So I got 30 seconds on the clock here. I'll wind it up and fire it as soon as Jen finishes asking the first question. And by the way, if you do decide to pass, as Jen mentioned, you know, you want to pass quickly on these things.
Yeah.
Great strategy.
Okay.
We can always come back to it.
Yep.
All right. Goal is to get 9.
Yep. So with the letter L, name somewhere you go on vacation.
Lake.
A breakfast food.
Lemon.
Something gold.
Pass.
Something soft.
Pass.
An office supply.
A letter.
A celebrity.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
A pizza topping. Something sticky.
Lemonade.
A holiday.
Pass.
Labor Day. Oh, man. I kept thinking licorice. I'm like, what is she going to say? Licorice. Like, you know, something soft. It could be licorice.
Lips.
Oh, man.
A count of five.
So hard.
It is hard.
You did way better than I thought, though. You were right there from the beginning, man.
Yep.
It was a good try.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, we'll do it again. All right.
Bye, Sheena.
Bye.
Good talking to you. Take it easy. All right. Here she goes.
What would be a pizza topping?
It starts with an L.
Oh, lox, maybe? That was hard.
Maybe that's a great way to ruin a pizza, Fridge.
Yeah, I know. Licorice. Lemon, I guess. Do people put lemon on pizza?
Well, no, but she wouldn't have been able to use that because she...
Oh, she had said it before.
Used it somewhere else.
Oh. Yeah.
That's hard. It was a hard one.
Is there a kind of cheese that starts with L?
Limburger.
Yeah.
yum.
That old Limburger and lemon pizza.
With lox.
Yeah, with lox.
Yum.
If you haven't puked yet, here's your opportunity.
Right.
Oh, too funny.
Speaking of lemon, I had chicken salad chick for lunch last week, and I had the lemon basil, and it's really good.
And then guess what happened, you two, after that? That night, when I woke up for work the next day, I woke up at like 3:45. I must have fallen back to sleep. And between 3:45 and 4:15, I had a dream that I also was eating chicken salad.
Look at that.
But before I got to eat it, I woke up and it just set the tone for my whole day.
You were hungry all day.
And it was Jeff's fault. And I was like, what a terrible way to wake up. I didn't even get to eat the chicken salad.
You're welcome.
It really set the tone for me.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.